I'd like to call to order the meeting of Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreation District, June 10th, 2019 meeting. Let's begin with the call to order. Invocation, sorry.
You want to do the phone? Remind people.
Heavenly Father, we come to asking you for guidance and wisdom and support as we begin this meeting. Give us and guide us as we make decisions that will affect residents, staff, and their family. We pray for the health and the well-being of residents and employees of this community and their families. We ask that you will watch over and guide this nation and bless it and bring it peace we all desire. Guide our elected officials to use wisdom in their decision making, and also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before I ask the secretary to take roll, I would ask everybody to silence any devices they have with them so we don't have interruptions during the meeting. Thank you. Joanne?
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Joanne Gagan is here. Keith Richard.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier.
Here.
Paul Diamond.
Here.
Joe Prisco.
Here.
Barbara Whitney, absent. And the record will show that Cherie Morris, district manager, is also present.
Maybe now it's on. You may wish it won't be.
Several announcements to make. Several are on the agenda and several have been added. Item A, agenda items for July and August board meetings. That will be discussed under old business since we talked about it last meeting. The application for the open trustee position that Bud Getz applied for will occur after the minutes have been acted on. Item C, we need to pass a resolution 2019-1, which indicates we have adopted the budget for 2019-2020. And that will come under new business. And D, I just want to acknowledge the number of emails. Some asked to be read, others just wanted the board to be aware of things. So thank you for those that took time to express your opinion and give us food for thought. All right, approval of the minutes for May 28th, 2019.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Public comment? If not, call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Approved. We have an application to deal with from Bud Getz. He applied for the position of on the Holiday Park Board of Trustees. He's been a property owner here since 2002. He has worked on the board before, and I think most of you are aware of him. Await a motion. It appears to fail for a lack of a motion. Treasurer's report.
Yes, this wasn't up on the board because I've been gone until yesterday, and they told me they were getting it on the board today, but you should have a copy to go through this in front of you if you wish. The same, it's basically, first of all, add up the liquid assets or the bank accounts. It's $1,558,000 or $59,000. Income is way down because everybody's pretty much paid their fees. Our expenses are about the same, right at $100,000, $101,000, and the net income difference is $95,000. But if you look down over the total of October through April, the total income is way above what the income should be now, because if you divide it, again, we are 150% about at our budget. What we have come into what we should spend. So all we're doing is taking the big amount we get in the beginning, and it's coming down. So even though the income isn't great, this month we've had good income over the past 7 months. Okay, the total expenses are $778,000. The budgeted at this time of year was $771,000, and that is again right, we're staying right at where we're supposed to, about 100% of where we're supposed to be. That doesn't mean the 100% of the budget is gone. That means after 7 months we should have to spend about this much. And if you look at the loans, you can see one of our loan one was just paid off this month. The final payment was made, and so now there is no more balance there. We have loan two and loan three that come up to $339,788.94. And again, like we said, we will be applying the loan from loan one to be partially put on the others, and we will make that decision how much that will be this next month, and we'll let you know on that the next period. Any questions? Yes.
I move we accept the treasurer's report.
Eloise. Is there a second?
I second it.
Paul seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign? Okay. District manager's report, Cherie.
Good evening, everyone. Americana fence, the installation is complete. I don't know if y'all have been over to look at it. It looks really good. All the traffic and street signs are in. They were ordered. They've been made. They're in-house. The grounds crew started replacing those on the 3rd of June. The parking lot striping should begin on the 12th. However, there's 50 to 70% chance of rain all week long, so we're going to play it by ear on that. This will be done in-house. Paul Diamond will be overseeing this project. The grounds crew will be pressure washing and painting the deck by the front pond this summer, probably painting a gray. We thought about white, but it gets moldy so quickly, and I think it'll look nicer. We will follow up on the landscaping bids to add more podocarpus to the entrance of the park, and then add flowers and landscaping to the front of the rec building here. In case you haven't noticed, FBL continues to replace the underground wiring. There's finally light on Borel, but I don't think the light's been there for several years. It took us almost a year to complain 2 and 3 times a day, going from supervisor to manager to supervisor, and it was that one little light that prompted them to come in here and replace this 50-year-old wiring. So they started over on Burrell, and they're going to be going down the 160-70 block on Holiday Park Boulevard and they're going to go all through the park. Their supposed finish date is around December 5th of this year. They're working with F&H contractors. So if you see the F&H trucks, these are subcontractors with FP&L. We plan on trimming all the palm trees by the middle of July. On to our grants. I met with Nancy Jewell on the 4th of June, and she's the grants consultant for the City of Palm Bay. We discussed our options for applying and receiving grant funds. She has offered her assistance at a nominal fee with the applications. We are going to be applying for both state and federal funds. Both state and federal programs will be accepting applications beginning October 1st, and we have until the 31st of October to submit. We will be well prepared, and we will be discussing dollar amounts and issues to be funded. This will be well presented to the Board of Trustees well before October. One of my things I would like to suggest is replacing the rest of all the sidewalks in the community, every one of them, and then maybe widening the sidewalk going up to the rear pond to 6 feet so golf carts can get to it. However, at the end there, before you get to that little area, the lookout area, to the right of it, maybe have a 6x10 area where you can park your golf carts for people who can't get back there. It's a beautiful area, and I think that's a great idea. When that time comes, of course, the Board of Trustees will be well informed, and they can make the decisions. A rough estimate for the sidewalks and that piece of concrete is about $230,000. Yeah, so if we can get even half of that funded, we're going to try for the whole thing. That may be a little much, but this is what we're going to try for. The sky's the limit. If we get half, fine. If all we can do is try. And this woman, I have all of her credentials. She's fabulous. She's been doing this for 30 years, and she's very successful. Joanne Hall at 206 Holiday Park remains in the park. Her house is for sale. I have instructed the attorney to be sure to place a lien for attorney's fees and all back taxes owed. The court case goes back in front of the judge on June 25th, but that part of the case has already been taken care of because both granddaughters are in jail. They did catch the oldest one. There was a warrant out for her arrest. She had been living in Joanne's car, so they finally arrested her. And if you noticed the other day, there were two police cars outside. They were there to get the information on the Lexus that was hers, because when the daughter was arrested, it got into the hands of whoever she was hanging out with. So it's now reported stolen. So that's the update on 206. I have contacted three concrete companies. I have already received one of the bids to replace the remainder of the sidewalks and, of course, the widening of the walkway going to the pond. Like I said, I got one bid, and that's what gave me the amount that I just mentioned, around $230,000. If we get the bid, I'm going to say when we get, the grant, what will happen is the government or whoever gives us the grant will put it in the paper. They'll advertise it. Who's ever interested in bidding on it will go through them, and then they will take the bid, and they will decide. And of course, they'll let us know who it is, but they take charge of getting their bids, and it goes through them. So, all right, we have the paint for the walls and the ceilings for the billiards room. Celery green will be for the walls and white for the ceiling. The prep work and the painting will be done in-house. When Jamie returns in the fall, there's going to be a new palette for her to decorate around. We have a position open in the grounds department. James Clausen has resigned. I will be hiring. Manpower wasn't able to come up with a worker for us today, which is good because, like I said, it's going to be raining all week, and if we get another temp worker in here, they're just going to be standing around if it's raining we won't have enough work to keep everybody busy. So it's more practical to have him start next Monday. I requested that the worker be drug tested and a back screen done. This way here, we don't have to worry about a crackhead coming in here because they don't test them, and Lord only knows what we're going to end up with. So that's two of our prerequisites, is to make sure that they are tested and background checked. And having said that, with a worker from Manpower, we hope to finish installing all the signage in the park and the striping of the parking lot. We'll see how that goes, if it goes really well. But with the striping, Paul Diamond, then we can continue on with the streets, right?
All we got to do is have Sean get a hold of me and let me know when he's available.
Fabulous.
I said whenever Sean, who's the head of the crew, he's got to get a hold of me when he's available to start doing it.
So those are the things that are going to be happening. I haven't really taken on any other really big jobs. I will be having a complete left hip replacement in about 8 hours. Really, in about 8 hours, I'll be in the operating room. So I got my confirmation on the 7th, so I apologize for not giving you this information earlier, but they kept giving me a hard time with my EKG. It was one little point off, and they just had to get, you know what this is like. I don't have to get into detail, but it is final. I'm going in tomorrow morning around 4:30. Kathy's hours are going to be Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I wish I could say that I will be out of the office for a minimum of 2 weeks. However, I have to wait for my doctor to sign off. Those of you who've had a hip replacement, you well know, I'm going to shoot for 2 weeks. If I can come back in 2 weeks and I'm up to it, fine. If the doctor doesn't want me to, if physical therapy says you have to wait another week, so be it. Wait another week, and maybe I can come back part-time. I'm going to try to get back as quickly as possible without affecting my health and you know, throwing something out of whack. This is all new to me, but I can assure you I'm not taking 3 months off, and I'm not going to Europe. Okay. I will be working from home. I have the laptop from the office. It's networked to all of the computers here. I will be totally out of commission, I'm assuming, for 2 days. I do have sick time accumulated, which I will be using. However, I have spoken to and met with all the supervisor departments and the supervisors. I'm one phone call, I'm one text away. I'm not brain dead, okay? I can solve and help resolve things while I'm at home. I'm just not going to be able to walk. My brain is going to be okay. So everybody knows that if there's any issues, they can contact me. I'm available, of course, 24/7. The invoices every week, which is probably just going to be for 3 weeks, will be emailed to me. I can approve them and send them back. I will be working on the derelict homes as well as finally resolving the SunBiz issues. If Becky's here, hello, Becky. This has been a thorn in our side forever, and I'm hoping I can resolve this, and I'll have the time to spend, which could be several hours. I'm not sure. I've never been able to do it uninterrupted. As far as the derelict homes go, I have a list. I'm going to find out exactly where they all are with the county, if Palm Bay has purchased them, just kind of where we are with them and how we can proceed. I will be keeping the board informed either daily or every other day, definitely a report at the end of the week. For the board meeting on 6/24/19, Lori and Kathy will be attending the meeting. Lori was just going to attend the meeting, but I think it's a good idea that they both do. I think they would really benefit from attending a meeting and see how we do things and so forth. Um, Like I said, I met with all the department supervisors, and they know the protocol. In case of an accident, always call 911. Incident reports will be filled out. Anything that the staff has any issues with, they are to go to Jack, the board chairman, Lori, if she can't deal with it. However, I'm just a phone call. Again, it's only going to be the 2 or 3 days that I will be out of commission that, they may have an issue with. And lastly, there's an organization in the state of Florida, and it's called Florida Association of Special Districts. And what it is, it's an organization, and we can join. And on this, with joining this organization, you have all the latest updates with the all the sunshine laws, all the properties that are similar to us are members of this organization. So we have like properties that we can look to for any kind of guidance, and them to us as well. You know, quite contrary to what a lot of people think, we're doing pretty damn good. We really are. I think people concentrate on the negative and they don't look at, you know, all the things that you as a community have accomplished and the board of directors. Instead of picking and looking at the negative, we get a lot of compliments, a lot, that people are not aware of. And I think by us joining the FASD, we can even share more of the good things that we do. Everybody needs help. You know, over our sister property, everybody just rants and raves. Well, their office staff has changed 3 times in the last 8 months. So I think not just the office, but I think we're doing pretty darn good. If there's any questions, I'm certainly here. I can answer them for you. I'll add to that. James had given me quite an extensive list of grievances that he had, and they are taken seriously. Not all of the issues have been resolved. These are things that need to be looked into. Is it hearsay? Can we validate these grievances? These are things that we really have to check out. We can't just take somebody's word for everything. We really need to check these out. And they have been, and we are, this is all new. We are in the process. People have been reprimanded. Again, as Meredith mentioned, the foreman and the supervisor were given directives that they must work together. These were kind of given to me, these positions, but we're doing our best to work with them, especially right now. This is time sensitive since I'm going to be having surgery for a couple, 3 weeks. We are going to revisit the whole situation when I get back. I have given them directives, and I'm going to see what happens and the documentation that they give me a daily, I don't want to say diary, but documentation of the activities that are going on. And this goes from inspections to preventative maintenance to employee attitudes, which that gets into like a babysitting thing, which I told them I am not doing. If I have to do that, I don't have the time. So all of these issues have been discussed. I don't want to get into extreme detail because we'll be here all night. And you don't need to, I don't think anybody does. I'm doing my job. That's the bottom line. And, you know, thanks for all of your patience and your help. And there is one thing that I do want to mention is James had mentioned that he was resigning before I even spoke to him. So when I did have the final meeting with him, he had already drawn up his letter of resignation. So it wasn't, he did have three options. And I have my drafts of everything that happened with our conversations, with our one-on-one meetings. I do have witnesses as well. I don't want to air dirty laundry and get into the real intricacies of it. Anyone who wants to read it, they're welcome to come to the office and get a copy. And that's it. Does anyone else have any questions? I just want to add one more thing. James was a hell of a worker. He really was. You'd see him and he'd be buzzing around this park. He was a good worker, and I'll never take that away from him. And I will miss him. However, he did not follow protocol, and I was backed in a corner, and I had to do what was best for the park. So that's the bottom line, and that decision was solely based on what is good for this community, and he was a very good worker, very good. And will I give him a good reference? Probably. I just had no other option than to have this discussion with him. And I'm just going to leave it at, he resigned, and we'll just leave it at that with respect. And that's all I have to say.
All right. I would add one thing to that particular discussion. Again, some of the stuff that you're reading is faulty, not accurate. He talked to me on Sunday night, not what is floating around out there. And he told me Sunday night he was going in to see Cherie early afternoon on Monday and give her his resignation. And I think that trumps all that other junk that's floating around as not being very accurate. So much for that. Okay. Under old business, when we left the end of May meeting, I said, you know, tonight wasn't the end of throwing out ideas of what the board might do in those workshop sessions in July and August. And I said, keep thinking. If there are things that come to your mind, you know, bring them up at a subsequent meeting or email me or whatever, but put your thoughts out there. Anybody have anything to add to what we discussed at the end of May meeting? Talked about doing some things financial. I don't have my 28th. We're looking at things that were related to finance. We're looking at the possibility of a new auditing company, the possibility of setting up reserve accounts for major projects. We're going to take a look at Gaston's job description, but I'm thinking we may hold off till July or August, because one of the things we wanted to address there also is a clear definition of our district manager's position, so that we don't go through this review every year of what category of job description does she fit and which monetary scale do we follow with her. So I think we'll wait and put that all together in the July or August meeting and adopt a job description that's been worked on and then make these changes. Anybody have anything else?
I think at that meeting in May, I think it was Joe that brought up AT&T and Spectrum. And I was talking to a friend of mine.
Can't hear you.
I was talking to a friend of mine who, in their condo association, they started bargaining with Spectrum over AT&T, and they got one heck of a great deal. So I don't want to throw Joe under the bus, but you know, he had brought it up. I don't know how the procedure works for a I don't know how it goes about to negotiate with Spectrum, but that's something that we should really look into, because after what I heard what they got, I'd love to see for us to get the same deal.
I'm dealing with Spectrum. We already have we had the old quote from Spectrum. They haven't, you know, submitted us another one. The hottest thing is trying to get AT&T. Remember we put AT&T in this park?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to get these AT&T people to respond to me. It's very difficult. They went over to the AT&T over on Palm Bay Road, and they told me, oh, we're going to get a response to you immediately. Still nothing. I don't know if they just put AT&T in the park just for certain people to want it. They did tell me that AT&T that's in the park right now is 5G. It's the best you can get. You know, it's better than Spectrum. If you're not going to use it, then...
Right. Well, they said that they had... There are negotiators from Spectrum come in, and I don't want to put a price on so that anybody gets hopeful, but...
No, we have a price.
We had
a price.
Joe, what is the what's our contract date? That's when we usually negotiate.
At this point, I think maybe we just wait till then.
No. What is... There's a contract date.
The contract, I think it's November 2023.
No. The contract's good
contract
until...
Date.
But you can negotiate it each year. What is...
No, that was the one, 2023.
You can call them up and.
Right, we did have that one. That was 37 something per 703. That included internet, two boxes,
so
and 50 music channels. So you're talking over $300,000. It's
so
gonna be
almost 37
more.
A household. You're saying?
It goes by the number of blocks.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they negotiated. They got the bronze plan. They have telephone and internet, 26 a month.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I'm dealing with the corporate. I'm talking to a lady over in corporate. Now, that thing there is only for a year. Now, you can get
no,
the
they
deal.
Got it for 5 years was their contract.
Well, but when
can I move that we get the details of this, and that's what July and August might be dealing with, rather than now when nobody has everything right before them? Okay? Anything else that you have for suggestions?
I just want one question. Is AT&T ready to hook up to us yet? Or?
Yes, they're ready right now. You can go, you can call them tomorrow and get your telephone hooked up if you'd like.
Did they run the wires across the streets?
Yeah, everything's ready to go. AT&T is green in this park.
Okay.
So if you want to pay for it, you can go ahead and hitch up to AT&T, and I think that's what they're hoping because they're not really giving me any information. They're not giving me any information, AT&T. I've called them, you can ask my wife, I've called them 10 times. I've gone over to their office, and they tell me, oh, we're going to get somebody right on that immediately. They haven't heard anything. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why they're not contacting me. I'm going away for a little bit. When I get back, I'll be on it again.
Okay. Under the item of new business, let's deal with this resolution 2019, which is what we need to do in terms of our mobile home park recreation district adopting the annual budget for 2019-2020. It says that the 19 and 20 fiscal year budget will have revenues and expenditures balanced at $1,174,788. I move we adopt that. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, any discussion? Any discussion from the audience? This seems to be something that we have taken care of preliminarily before, so we'll call the question. All in favor of the resolution saying that our budget for 2019-2020 is balanced at $1,174,788. Say aye.
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 Opposed? Like sign? Okay, carried. I don't know if we have any other discussion in terms of the district manager's medical absence. There's one thing that I shared with her earlier, that we are in the 21st century. People can do work from home. We have computers and all sorts of devices. And I think in looking at the tasks that have been outlined that she has on her agenda, I think we will be keeping her busy. The research into the derelict homes will take time. You've heard other people talk about trying to get information from some of the offices, not necessarily government offices, but when you're talking with Brevard County and Palm Bay, it gets to be a challenge at times, and I know some of you in here can testify to that. So I think she has tasks that can be taken care of. Any other questions beyond what she shared with you in her manager's report about her plans?
Annette Rake is 409 Holiday. Now, number one, is Cherie going to be out on full pay while she is recovering from a surgery? Two, let me finish. Working from home, there's a lot of other abilities that she's supposed to, responsibilities to take care of that she can't do from Is she going to be cleared? We're going to receive a notification from the doctor that it's okay for her to come back to work because we don't want to leave ourselves open to something if she falls out of the golf cart and breaks her hip again or something.
I think she covered in her report that she would be using sick time and vacation time. And then we'll have to work from that point on and see, because it's, you can't cover possibility when you don't know what is the end result necessarily. You know, what's the timeline?
I definitely have sick time coming, and I plan on using that when I'm not going to say, okay, Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, the days that I'm in surgery, I don't expect to get paid. The days that I'm recovering, like heavily sedated, I certainly don't expect to be paid for those either. So this is not a fun thing for me, and this is not how I want to spend my time away from the park at all. And I think I have several friends who work from home who are engineers, and they do perfectly well. I'm not saying that I'm not going to stop in if I have to. I'm not going to be out walking around and in the golf cart. And, of course, I am not going to return unless I have a 100% from the doctor. I've seen too many people abuse that. And I've seen too many people go back into surgery, re-break or re-harm whatever issues they've had, and I'm not going to do that. So I can assure you the board will be well informed of my every move.
Listen, how much money did we spend on the stop signs we just paid for and the speed limit signs? How much money did we spend?
Why, I have, you picked them up. You know how much money we spent.
I don't know what the bill was. I just picked up what I'm told to do.
I'll have to go and get them.
A couple
of $1,000.
Excuse me, can we save this for public comment since we are discussing Cherie's medical? Thank you.
Out of order at this time, we were discussing the district manager's medical absence.
Just during public comment would be fine. Thank you.
Item B under new business. We were discussing evaluations, pay increases, and the like. And propose this recommendation that the employee goes through a 90-day evaluation, then an annual evaluation in September, and increases are awarded in October of each year. That means we make some changes in our policies and handbooks, because it says evaluations are done in March. So if we're going to do increases with the new budget, makes sense to do the evaluations of the employees in September, increases come October, and we move on. Any discussion on that from the trustees?
Yes, the budget, we never really are tied on, and I usually budget or whatever the salary is going to be, I budget what would probably happen. In other words, not saying what I budget we have to give them a raise, but I will allow a 3 to 5% increase in the whole budget system. So if we want to give them a raise, or somebody can get them a raise, it's not that big a deal with making the budget. We just work off last year's budget. And also, when you get if you lose an employee, you're not going to give the guy that much more of a raise during that if you allow it there. And if you lose him, the new employee is probably going to be making less. The only reason I don't see where it's a big budget item. My problem, with this is to it puts a lot of pressure. Well, no, I don't know what pressure. Supervisors have to do them all in 1 week. Where if you would just do the 90-day thing and then do an evaluation on their anniversary date, that way they could be spread out more and it would still work in the budget. I'm just suggesting that. Now, so, and that makes it easier for people, or for a worker and a manager to get together, where, or not the manager, but a supervisor, where if they're doing them all in 1 week, they got to not shut down, but slow up for that week, because everybody's going to be doing that. And that's my opinion. I'm not saying everybody. I
don't think we have to do them all in 1 week. Yeah, September has four weeks to do them in. It just says get done in September, so you can stagger them out. You know, that doesn't mean I have the whole grounds crew to do and whatever. We're just looking to streamline, you know, that it makes some sense in terms of why we're doing things, when and where.
We'd also be doing raises, you know, once a year, as opposed to every time somebody's anniversary comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so then you, I mean, it just makes sense to do it once a year. Sorry. This would mean we'd be doing raises once a year and evaluations once a year. It makes much more sense than to have somebody have a constant open file for raises that is ongoing, that this month it's these two guys, next month it's these three guys. Just get them all done at the same time.
My question, the raises wouldn't be all the same, though. They would be on their based on their evaluations.
The raises are always based on merit, and it's supposed to be where the supervisor for the grounds crew, he does an evaluation, presents it to the manager, and she yeses it, okays it, or says, no, this is blah, blah. So they have plenty of time to do it, and you've got the whole month, and as Eloise said so eloquently.
I want to make a comment
it's
here.
Done it one time.
Please. And on the world I worked in, I didn't get a 3 or 5% raise every year, and I worked for the Treasury. Is this something every year you're going to give them 3 to 5% raise?
No, it's a merit. I think what Keith was saying, that when he does the budget, he bases the increase in salaries anywhere
you're
from
it on that
on anywhere from 3 to 5%. And it could be.
I allow that.
I
allow that so that we have the money to do what we want. We can give them nothing and keep it,
that's okay.
Give them. We base it on merit. But I just, when I make the budget, I say, okay, we need to have this much money so we can do it if we have to.
I'm saying for this year, we just gave them 100% of medical. You know, I don't know if for me if I would vote for a raise this year. That's me.
It would be until October, and the last time they got a raise was in January of 2018.
I have a question. If we did them all at once, say we hire somebody in...
Think about it.
In, say we hire somebody in August. Or say we hire somebody, yeah, August. And then what were you thinking, September, to do all of the annual evaluations? What about if they were hired, like, say, March?
Then you don't get a raise. You wait till the following year since you don't have a full year in.
That's simple. Okay. I'm just asking. These are plain devil's advocate. So when they say, okay, I have to wait a year and then 3 months, or a year, and what's the cutoff date?
6 months.
Okay.
Yes.
We need a name. Name.
South Bear Street, 1107 East Dunport. When we're dealing with 3 to 5%, and we're talking about $11 to $12 an hour, where the top employee is getting $14 to $15 an hour,
60.
That's the manager. We're talking about minute numbers. Okay? When we're talking about a 3 to 5% increase on $100,000, we can all do the arithmetic, okay? So just figure out what 3% is on $12 an hour. Now, all of us in here, I think, are senior citizens. We've all raised our children, we have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, okay? Now, I would like to see people live on what our grounds crew and the rest of these people live on, okay? It's a fantastic thing that we did, that we're paying their insurance. We gotta remember, these are human beings. They work real hard. It's very hot in Florida. I always like to ride my lawnmower all day, okay? 3 to 5% on $11 to $12 an hour is peanuts, okay? And every year they should get that raise to bring them up to where you're not getting everybody quitting every other month instead of turnover. If you have the right amount of money being paid to our employees, give them the right health benefits and treat them properly, we'll be here for a long time. So our park manager and everybody else. We want to keep everybody here for a long time. Once you learn that job, we don't want to train somebody else. Just think about the numbers. Thank you very much.
Could I just say something about that? I think the 3 to 5% is just a figure that the Treasury uses to prepare the budget. It doesn't mean that's a rule. If the manager feels that someone is so good that she feels that person needs a $50 a week increase, that's her prerogative, and she can say it and it can be approved by the board. It's not anything that's written in stone. And if an employee comes in midway and after 90 days he gets his approval and he gets his benefits put in, and at that time she says, well, look, you know what, maybe he deserves a little bit more too because he is that good. That's another thing that can be done. This isn't written in stone. It's just that to try to streamline and get everything done at the one time. But that's a basis. He has to have, the Treasury needs something to use as a basis to prepare that budget. So figuratively, that's what it is. It's based on the cost of living increase that usually comes, which we all get, through our Social Security, whatever.
I don't know.
So that's what it is.
And the thing is, we're not talking about raises here. We're talking about a process on how we're going to do this. Write it down so we can follow the process every year,
right?
Not how much the raise is going to be.
Okay, any other comments? If not, I wait a motion that we adopt this policy and put it into operation in terms of how we do it. 90-day evaluation, annual pay increases, reviews annually in September. Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
You're going to do it, Joanne? Good.
Moved, seconded, Eloise? Okay. Any comments further? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, like sign. Now let me take a minute to review so I haven't missed any of my arrows on the agenda. Okay, looks like we're ready for public comment.
I'm sorry, could you just could you just say your name again?
Richard Lacanera, otherwise known as... I have one question. I'm new here, and I was wondering why you can only own one house. What's the purpose of that?
The question, why is there a limit to only owning one house? That predates me, so I don't have an answer. Bruce?
That basically was passed by the, it was voted on and passed by the residents.
Bruce? Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. This was passed by the people of the park. It is part of our deed restrictions. So in order to change it, we would have to do a new vote on the deed restrictions.
So when can we do a new vote on it?
Nope.
We're looking for a chairman.
No.
What did he say?
No. When you change a deed restriction, it's a big deal. You do. All right, it has to be brought up, discussed, and you have to see if the public in the park want to do that. It's a vote from every resident, and it's a huge deal. So if that's something that you want to propose, let's bring it forward and see where it goes.
I'd like to propose that we can own more than one house.
Then you need to be the chairman to do the study and to set it up and mail out all the letters. You got to send letters to every resident. I tell you what, come to the office and we'll show you the setup that needs to be done to change deed restrictions. This is not just rules for the park. It's a deed restriction, how the deeds were written up. Okay? Yeah. It's too long a process to talk now about it.
Bud?
Bud Gess, 1142 East End. When we changed the deed restriction to limit people to one, it's because it was unlimited and we had people buying up to 14 properties. So then we started having problems with offshore investors who had never seen the park buying as many properties as they could buy and changing names and buying more properties. And then we had a problem where we tried to take it down to 4 properties maximum. Then we haven't had even more investment companies coming in here to buy. This park was set up as a residential community in 1970 and in 1985 when they changed it over to a district. So when we found out the 4 didn't work, and we had people coming in here that never came to the place, they were only looking for a place to rent, we changed it to 1. And the entire community, every registered person, voted to change it to 1. And I think if you go back and change it, you're going to get more people in here that you don't really want.
Any other comments? Trustee comments.
Which way do you want to start?
Paul, comment? No. Eloise?
Thank you all for coming.
Again, thank you.
Usually I don't even have a comment, but I do tonight. I think most of you are familiar with this form. We've had it around forever. And it's the form that you get from the office, and it's where you list your suggestions, your problems, your complaints, or your comments. It used to be that we had one trustee on the board that would get a copy of each of these that were placed into the office and do a follow-up. So we knew how that was being handled, and we knew what was coming in as complaints, as suggestions. I love suggestions. I love your comments. What I don't like is being bullied. And of late, that is what's been happening. You want to say something to us? Do it on this form. We'll all get a copy of it. And I think we will do good if we go back to having a trustee follow up, get a copy, and handle it that way. And that's my comment for tonight.
I'd like to add one thing. And also the form is of how it was handled and the results. So that's important to you and us, that we know things are addressed properly and are true, not just gossip.
Okay, Gaston?
No, I'm all set.
Joe, any comment?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate your attendance. And again, if you have things to communicate, let's do that. Thank you. Need a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second? Gaston, seconded.
Aye.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?